It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? We're in the book of John, John chapter 13. We're going to read from verse 3 once again, same as last time, chapter 3, John chapter 3, beginning with verse 3, and we're going to read down through the 17th verse, the same scripture verse as we had last time. So please that you'd open your Bibles and prepare for the study today, that we may enjoy this precious Word. As you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over at Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street, and we're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. I'm glad that you've joined us today. Please that you look to the Word of God and enjoy it with us. Now, I hope that that was enough time for you to turn to John chapter 13, and we're going to begin reading with verse 3. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into His hands, and that He was come from God and went to God, He riseth from supper, laid aside His garments, took a towel and girded Himself. After that He poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet, and to wipe them with the towel wherewith He was girded. Then cometh He to Simon Peter. Peter said unto Him, Lord, dost Thou wash my feet? And Jesus answered and said unto him, What I do Thou knowest not now, but Thou shalt know hereafter. Peter saith unto Him, Thou shalt never wash my feet. And Jesus answered him, If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. Simon Peter said unto Him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Jesus said unto him, He that is washed needeth not save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit, and ye are clean, but not all. For he knew who should betray him. Therefore said he, Ye are not all clean. So after he had washed their feet, and had taken his garments, and was set down again, he said unto them, Know ye what I have done to you? And ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say, Well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, wash your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that ye should do as I have done to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. Let's begin with prayer after we've had an opportunity to read the Word today. Father, I thank you that we can come together and enjoy this time of study. Please that you will direct us, you will guide us in the proper way that we may learn your truth. We have much to learn today, as each and every time that we're together, we have so much to learn. But today, Father, we're looking at not only salvation through the word washed in verse 10, but also, Lord, we are going to be looking very clearly at the wash, which is the fellowship that we should have with you, and also being a servant. We should have a servant's attitude and be willing to serve in any way that you would have us to do. So please, Lord, that you would guide and lead us now as we enjoy this precious Word and this time together, that we may know your way and will for our lives. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. It's wonderful to study the precious Word. We have studied down. I read the verses above so that we could kind of begin ourselves to start into this section. We know that the Lord Jesus had taken his robe away, and he had taken a towel, and he prepared and then proceeded to wash his disciples' feet. And when he got himself down to Peter, why then Peter said, No, Lord, you're not going to wash my feet. And the Lord Jesus said, Well, if you're not going to let me wash your feet, I have no part, you have no part with me. Well, then Peter went the other direction, and he says, Well, then just wash me all over, Lord. And then's when the explanation came in verse 10, and he said, Ye are clean. And that means the word washed there is to bathe, to wash all over. The words in the other verses of Scripture, as we've been through before, but just to review a little bit, it's very important that you understand this part, that verse 5, verse 6, verse 8, we have verse 12, verse 14, those verses of Scripture is speaking of washing just a part of the body. And so it is important as we walk in this sin-sick world, this filthy world, each and every day when we wake up in the morning and by the time we go to bed at night, we have crossed through this world in many ways, the things that we hear, the things that we do. We need to ask the Lord to cleanse our life from this world that we may walk closer to the Lord Jesus. That's what those in the 5th, 6th, 8th, 12th, and 14th verse. But verse 10 is a special verse because that's where it must all begin. You must be washed in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Judas, as it had said earlier, that there is one among us that will betray us. And so as we're going through this scripture, I want you to see the need that you have, that your soul, you must trust in Jesus Christ as your Savior. Please that you come and you're washed all over. You're made new. Now, we have found ourselves down through the 8th verse the last time we were together. Thou shalt never wash my feet, Peter said. Jesus said, if I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. Now, we're going to begin there because I want you to see very carefully, and then the rest of the section comes together. I want you to see very carefully with me the need for our fellowship with the Lord and the need for our cleansing. We talked about the fellowship through the tabernacle the last time we were together. Very, very important that you know the Word of God, whether it be the Old Testament or the New Testament. It is all God's precious Word, and we need to know and understand it. And you can do that by coming to Jesus Christ as your Savior, confessing your sin and trusting Him in your heart. Whosoever confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead shall be saved. Please trust in the Lord Jesus. I want you to go to 1 John with me. 1 John chapter 1. 1 John chapter 1. We love the Word of God, and that's our authority, that's our direction. Please that you will look to the Word with me today. In 1 John chapter 1, verse 5, and we'll read all the way down through the 10th verse. So, 1 John chapter 1, beginning to read with verse 5. This then is the message which we have heard of Him and declare unto you, that God is light and in Him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ His Son cleanses us from all our sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make Him a liar and His word is not in us. We need to understand to begin with, as a lost person, we must confess our sin. We must confess to the Lord Jesus and turn to Him. That's the first step. That's our salvation, coming to Jesus Christ. But here it is speaking of the fellowship. And many people today, for some reason, as a believer, as they've come to the Lord Jesus, then they kind of get high-minded. And instead of coming and being humble, as we're going to spend some time looking at later today, please that you look very carefully, because here it tells us that you watch, because every day that you walk through this world, you're going to pick up, you're going to sin. Now, not a sin that will lose your salvation, because that will never come. Once you have confessed, come by faith to Jesus Christ and trusted in Him, He will keep you. But your fellowship with the Lord, your power and strength with the Lord is very important. And so we begin with the 7th verse in 1 John chapter 1. The 7th verse, it says, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ His Son cleanseth us from all sin. The blood of Jesus Christ has taken our sin away. Now, if we say that we have no sin, now that's the fellowship that we're needing to have. As we walk through this earth, we still have the old flesh. And so this old flesh gives us trouble all the time. And it's so important that you would think that once you're born again, boy, all the sin, every thought, every craving that you have would be gone. But it is not, because we still have the old flesh. And until I receive my glorified bodies, I'm still going to have trouble with the flesh, and so are you. So first of all, come by faith to Jesus Christ, be born again. And once you've been born again, then that wonderful walk, that walk of fellowship and that walk of joy and that walk of happiness begins. And as goes through your life, you must on a daily basis confess your sin unto the Lord to maintain that fellowship. I don't know how much clearer I can make it. To come by faith to Jesus Christ and trust Him as your Savior, your sins are taken away as far as the east is from the west. But because we still have the flesh, we still continue to commit sin. When God looks down upon us, all He sees in me, upon me, is the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. I have been cleansed by the blood. He doesn't see one sin. But as I walk through here and I want the power of God and I want the fellowship of God, I must confess as I fail Him because I'm still in the flesh. Got a new heart, but I'm still in the flesh. And so please, don't miss this. And it says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's spoken to a believer. One that has already come by faith, one that already has eternal life, has purchased his home in heaven, everything has been taken care of, but you're still walking in this old earth and in this old world, and we need that constant cleansing so we can have that salvation and that joy and that exciting time being with the Lord Jesus. And He makes it clear, if our heart is so wrong that we say, if we say that we have not sinned, we make Him a liar and His word is not in us, in verse 10. So be very careful that you accept and realize that, yes, you're still a sinner, even though your sins have been taken away from you as far as the east is from the west, as far as our relationship with God is concerned. Please look to Jesus. Now let's look at Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5, I should have told you a little sooner, keep your finger in 1 John because we're going right back there in just a couple of minutes. Ephesians chapter 5, we're going to read verses 25 and 26. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave Himself for it, that He might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word. Look at that, that He might sanctify and cleanse it by the washing of water by the word. That's what comes with the fellowship, the joy of walking after the Lord Jesus, the joy of being with the Lord Jesus Christ in fellowship continually. Now, the Scripture talks about here that if we sin, and I don't know how you could believe that you do not continue to sin. Many people believe that they lose their salvation when they do that, and that is contrary to the Word of God. We have one to answer our problem when we sin. And that's the reason I want you to go back to 1 John chapter 2. Because 1 John chapter 2 verses 1 and 2 are very important to us. My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And He is the propitiation for our sins. And not for ours only, but also for the whole world. Propitiation means whereby sin is covered and remitted, completely taken away. Jesus Himself paid the price. He paid the debt. And again, my little children, speaking to Christians, these things write unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, which we know we do, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And He is there each time that the old devil would go before the Father and say, look what Larry's done, look what Larry has said. And I praise God that Jesus Christ is the right hand of the Father. And the Father turns to the Son, and the Son says, there is no sin. I have paid it all. He is covered by the blood. Father, see the blood, and that satisfies totally, completely the Father, because He sees no sin. The problem that we have today is with fellowship. Do you want the power and the strength? Do you want the fellowship? Confess our sin. To confess means to agree with God. You know, many times today we have things in our lives that we're not willing to give up. We're not willing to trade, and so we lose fellowship with God. You want the power of God? You want the strength of God? Then you better agree with God, because He's right. Again, propitiation means that our sins are taken away as far as from the east is from the west. It's such a joy to study the Word. Now as we go back and finish up the verses of Scripture here, we were talking about fellowship. If I wash thee not, I'm back in John 13:8. If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. That's the last half of verse 8. Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. And Jesus said to him, He that is washed needeth not save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit, and ye are clean. You know, I told you earlier when we read the eighth verse, he says, Thou hast no part with me, no fellowship. We confirm that he is a believer, because ye are clean. You have been bathed. The example was given that at this time, why they didn't have a bathroom in their own home, they didn't bathe in their own, they went to a bathhouse in order to bathe. But the problem is then, when they'd slip their sandals on and they'd walk home, by the time they got home, their feet were dirty. Because, you see, they were out in the world. And that's exactly what happens to us. Now, at home, they didn't bathe again because they were washed all over at one time, but their feet got dirty. So they would wash their feet when they entered into the house, and that was normal for them. So for someone, for the Lord Jesus to explain to these disciples and give this example of washing their feet, they should understand the difference. And he used in the Greek two complete different words. The one word for wash in the 5th, 6th, 8th, 12th, and 14th verse is to wash apart. But in verse 10, he is washed all over. He is completely bathed. And it's important that we see the difference there, because Jesus Christ told Simon Peter that you are born again because you have come by faith to me. But you need to have your feet washed on a regular basis, because you are walking in this world if you want my power and you want my strength. And so please remember that. Now, we've got a problem here with Judas. Did Judas's feet get washed? Probably. But you know, the problem is today that many people do the same thing. They go through the washing and the trying to change their life on the outside, the changing from this and trying to act the proper way without a heart change, and that doesn't work. This did Judas no good at all. To wash his feet didn't make him more spiritual, didn't help in any way. And that's the problem today, because in our churches today, they have stopped preaching the gospel and asking people to repent and turn unto the Lord Jesus Christ. They have forgotten to speak of those precious verses in Romans where it says, Whosoever shall confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead shall be saved. Belief in the heart, confession with the mouth. Please, that we get back to speaking the gospel clearly, that people will come to the cross of Calvary and be saved. Judas refused, walked side by side with the Lord Jesus for 3 years, and yet he neglected to come by faith to the Lord Jesus when all the rest that were present of the disciples had trusted in him and were walking with him. And again, when he went around and he washed all the feet, it was an example of what has to happen to ourselves. We need to open the Word of God and be washed by the Word, that we may enjoy the fellowship and the power of the Lord. But for Judas to have his feet washed was no gain at all. For you to go to church, for you to work in the church, for you to be active in the church in every way and do all these good acts that you have in relationship to the church is doing you nothing. Because you neglect to come to Jesus Christ. You must be bathed all over first. Then you can have your feet washed, and there'll be good accomplished from it. So please look to the Lord Jesus. Not only had taken a bath, but was you need to be born again, bathe. And so to bathe is to be born again. Judas was not regenerated. He was not born again. He had not taken a bath. Now, when we look at these verses of Scripture here, again, we've talked about the fellowship that we have, and that fellowship needs to be restored and enjoyed. If you would please look with me now as we go to Psalms 139, verses 23 and 24. Psalms 139. Turn there with me, please, if you would. Psalms 139, 139. And I'm going to read verse 23 and 24. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way of everlasting. As we enjoy these verses of Scripture, and I'm going to read now, we looked at the washed in verse 10 very clearly, meaning to bathe. And so that begins, but then as we're in the world, we need the constant washing of the Word to continue our fellowship with Him. For He knew who should betray Him, verse 11, therefore said He, ye are not all clean. Judas was not born again. What did He say about Peter? Ye are clean, in verse 10. He told Peter, you're clean, even though in verse 8 He said, thou hast no part with me if I can't wash your feet. That's the fellowship. Salvation Peter had taken care of. He was born again. He was a believer because in verse 10 it says, ye are clean. But He also says the same thing the Lord Jesus does concerning Judas. He said, for He knew who should betray Him. Verse 11, therefore said He, ye are not all clean, speaking of Judas. So after He had washed their feet and had taken His garments and was set down again, He said to them, know ye what I have done to you? Ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say well, for so am I. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. Again, Psalms 139, 23 and 24, search me, O God, know my heart, try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way of everlasting. We should be calling upon the Lord continually that He would come and cleanse our heart. Fellowship and the restoration to be restored. Galatians chapter 6, verse 1. Go to Galatians chapter 6, verse 1. We love the Word. We confirm what God's will is by the Word of God. Galatians chapter 6, verse 1, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in spiritual and spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. You know, as we find the fellowship here, we have talked about our own fellowship. We've talked about the washed in verse 10, meaning salvation. We have also talked about the washed being fellowship between ourselves and the Lord Jesus Christ that we must have. But also this fellowship, because He tells us here, to ye ought also to wash one another's feet in verse 14. And when we see that verse of Scripture, you must understand that we're to help each other and build each other up. And when a brother or a sister falls, please do not condemn them, but please lovingly and caringly wash their feet. Help them to come back into fellowship with the Lord. And that doesn't mean that you can high and mighty stand up and say, I'll never fall, I'll never do that. What you need to be careful, and you need to understand that every one of us are living in this world. And we need to walk each day closer to the Lord Jesus. And when a brother or sister does fall, we need to help them. We need to wash their feet. That can be a very humbling experience, but we need to help very quietly and very humbly. Humbleness and holiness will bring happiness into our heart, and it'll do the same thing into every other believer's heart. When they become humble, then they become cleansed, become holy, then they become happy. Please, to be humble is to serve others. To be holy is to follow God. That's pretty simple directions, isn't it? And that's what we must do to help each other. And that's what you do when you wash their feet. You wash their feet. You know, nothing probably smells more, stinks more than dirty feet. And so it can cause an awful lot of trouble. You can offend people, but you'll break your fellowship with a lot of folks. Wash your feet. Please, wash your feet. And I mean that spiritually, that you go into the Word of God, enjoy the fellowship of God, that again, you may serve others because He will give you a humble heart. He will give you a humble way to walk after Him and to serve Him. Please, that you walk with Him each and every day. Wash His feet. Humbleness, humbly serve others, humility or humbleness is to serve others. To be holy is to follow God. And when those things come, then will you enjoy God's happiness that He has for us. As we looked at the 13th and 14th verse, we have a couple words there, Master and Lord. Again in verse 14, Lord and Master. Master is a teacher. And when the Lord Jesus Christ tells us, ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say, well, for I am. Verse 14, if I then am your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. He gave us a wonderful example, didn't He? He showed us His way. He showed us His will as we walked after the Lord Jesus Christ. It's wonderful to serve Him. It's wonderful to walk after Him. But as we look to the Lord Jesus, we must find out that a master is a teacher, and he is to be believed and is to be followed. The Lord is to be obeyed. And so we have a beautiful picture here as we enjoy this time. A master is a teacher, and he is to be believed. Jesus Christ is our master. We must believe Him. A teacher, wonderful teacher, and we must follow Him. A Lord, our Lord, is one to be obeyed. Please follow after Him. Faith and obedience must go together, then happiness. The world says, I am happy when all are serving me. God tells us that happiness will never come until we serve others and in the will of God. It's so exciting to walk after the Lord Jesus. For I have given you an example that ye should do as I have done to you, verse 15 tells us. And then to verse 16, verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. We love the Word of God. By becoming a servant, our Lord lifts us up. He doesn't push us down. To become a servant. In the Roman government, in the Roman time, you find that Rome had no use for humility. They were a very proud people. The Greeks, they were much the same, but they also despised any kind of manual labor. The Lord Jesus Christ, when He gave them an example of how they were to walk and how they were to be, He did both. He washed their feet, and so it was an act of humility and an act of service. It's such a joy, again, to see. A really great man, one said, is one who makes others feel great. You know, as we look at James chapter 1, verse 22, we'll go there very quickly today. James chapter 1, verse 22. James chapter 1, verse 22 through 27. Be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is likened to a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not forgetful here, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deeds. If any man among you seemeth to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and the widows, and in their affliction, and to keep himself without spot from the world. Please, my dear friend, be humble, be holy in the Lord Jesus. Know Jesus Christ is your Savior. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?